so much for tuning in to Adventures of Amy Rose today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Amy Rose goes on a horse to the mall. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
This article tells the story of a horse named Amy Rose going on a race at the mall with other horses. Amy Rose is a pink horse and people are amazed by her beauty. Sonic and Knuckles think you're daughters when she said you're two daughters as Edna strolled them farther inside the store. Amy runs to the finish line with the three hedgehog boys cheering her on. Shadow's black horse comes second place and Silver's on third place.
Dash.
Sonic and Tails are watching from the sidelines with the crowd and news reporters gathered around them. Amy had seen a beautiful pink horse that she wanted to try out, so she asked the man starting the gun if she could take a ride. He opened up the gates for her to go through and Amy was off. She and her horse had special talents that allowed them to fly around the track field like they were in the air. As Amy crossed the finish line first, cheers erupted from the crowd as they applauded her success. Everyone was grabbing their attention as she rode her running Silver's white horse, with the wind in her hair and a smile on her face. She felt a rush like no other as she was taken girl, and all eyes were on Amy. Even though the shadow of the horse was huge, everyone could still see Amy and her amazing talent. "Wow!" they exclaimed in awe of what had just happened. Even some of the males were impressed. Amy Rose had gone from nothing to something in a matter of seconds. She had thought of taking her two daughters to the mall on a horse ride and everyone was so excited. As they strolled through the mall, they saw Knuckles, passing stores windows and Sonic with his new yellow coat. Cream was in awe of it all and Edna couldn't help but be amazed. Amy had brought diapers, flowers, pictures and even half of a forage for their room. Everyone was laughing and chatting as they made their way through the shopping center. Amy was so proud to show her daughters around. She had placed matching baby booties and mittens on Sharni and Spencer, thanks to her mother-in-law. And the matching baby bonnet was so cute, it was almost too bad to hide his quills. Amy couldn't help but blush when she saw his huge baby hands. Spencer exhibited Sharni with yellow bowtie ribbons, while she wore a cream-colored dress with impressive extensions. Her little yellow bowtie and golden queen crown completed her look. Sharni looked so adorable that it made Amy's cheeks flush even more. What a sight they both were! Amy Rose and her horse, galloping off to the mall. It was a sight to behold, as the two had a tremendous passion for their art. Amy's talents were seen in many hit shows and world productions, such as the Australian Ballet US Circus Delight Feisty Hyper Spicy production directed by Marcus Wilson. With an amazing line of shows, they both captivated audiences with their pace and energy. The Bodyguard series 2 was also a hit. The ensemble of production and directing talent that brought this show together was truly remarkable. DCI Amy Rose was investigating a murder and she had the help of other children like Amy Silva and Kirsten Longacre, two police detectives. Every Tuesday they set out to uncover the cause of this murder, but what they found was even more shocking. After weeks of nail-biting investigations, they finally uncovered that the cause was a liver transplant gone wrong at a Scottish military facility in September 2021. Amy Rose and D. Kirsten Longacre were able to bring the perpetrator to justice for their heinous crime, which resulted in a nail-biting conclusion for all those involved. But Amy Rose was a survivor, and her story only begins here. Doctors diagnosed Amy with a malignant tumor in her brain, but she was still determined to make the best of her situation and live life to the fullest. Her new friends, Mary Little Miracle and Jerry Moylan family, provided much-needed support throughout Amy's journey. Mary waved goodbye as Amy Rose set out on a horse to the mall. She was searching for the right baby equipment for her two daughters, Edna and Helper. Along the way, she was joined by some of her favorite Sonic characters. Amy called his best friend Fox to join them. Fox's girlfriend, Shadami, and their son Sam also joined the ride. As they rode along the horse treadmill, they talked about what they were looking for at the mall and how excited they were to go shopping. Amy Rose was cheered by the three hedgehog boys as they rode up to the mall. On Sunday, the 19th of March 2023, Amy had been competing in the county swimming finals in Thurles and had come first place in her age group. The crowd cheered as she crossed the finish line and she was happy to have been part of such a successful event. She and her friends went on to take part in the community games, which took place on the same day. After a few clicks of next buttons, They were at the mall, ready for an afternoon full of shopping.
This was Amy Rose Goes on a Horse to the Mall, by Adventures of Amy Rose, and this was episode number 10. My name is Teresa Barnes, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.